We are on the bottom of 14B.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the bottom of 14B. We are three lines from the end. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar. The plan for today is to cover Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph and then bleed into Tes Vav Amud Beis. The Daf today, the Amud today, is exceptionally easy. So easy, in fact, that you can start preparing for Shabbos on Monday. Huh. We're going to get you out early enough, I think, barring any atypical questions. In other words, we will not get you out early. Va'amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says further, we discussed the fact that Moshe and Aaron were, they bow down while Yehoshua and Kalev tore their clothes. And so there are different kind of ways of reacting to punishments, Min HaShemayim and whatnot. And anyway, at any rate, Rabbi Elazar adds, he says, Lo HaKol B'Kima V'Lo HaKol B'Shtachavaya. La'asid Lavo, when all the nations of the world recognize Klal Yisrael and recognize Hashem, they're all going to pay tribute to Klal Yisrael. And not all of them are going to do it in the same way. Not all of them are going to do it standing up, and not all of them are going to do it bowing down. Malachim b'kima v'sarim b'yishtachavaya. The kings of the world are going to stand up for us, while the officers are going to bow down. Malachim b'kima d'chsiv. How do we know that the kings are going to stand up for us, as the pasuk says? Ko amar Hashem goel Yisrael kidosho. So says Hashem, who redeems Hashem, his holy people, livzo nefesh, to he who is an embarrassed, a shamed soul, that's referring to Klal Yisrael, lemsoiv goy, to an abominable nation, again, referring to Klal Yisrael, who was treated abominably, le'eved moshlim, to he who is treated as an eved by the moshlim, again, all of these are words, are phrases for Klal Yisrael, melachim yiru v'kamu, The kings of the world will see, and they will stand up. So we see that the kings will rise for us. How do we know that the officers will bow down? The Psiv, as the pasuk goes on to say, Sarim v'yishtachvu. The pasuk goes on to say that the officers will bow down. Now the Gemara is going to make a point of the fact that it says v'yishtachvu. So it seems to say that they do both. The Gemara is going to say, Maskif la Rav Zeir v'itim Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Wait a minute. It should be sarim yishtachvu. It shouldn't say visarim. That's a haggad, an addition that I have over here. It should say ihaviksiv sarim yishtachvu. If the pasuk would have said officers bow down, then it would have meant kidika amrit. Then it would have meant as you said. In other words, we would have had kings rise while officers bow down. That's what it would have meant. But hashadiksiv Sarim v'yishtachvu, now that it says the officers, meaning the officers will bow down, it means havaha avud. It means that the officers will also be rising and bowing down. That's the extra vav telling you that they'll do both. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak adds on, and it's a beautiful way to end the parak. Afani Omer, I say, lo hakol la'ora v'lo hakol la'simcha. La'asid lavo, not everybody is going to enjoy the same type of treatment. Tzadikim la'ora, the tzadikim will be shown the light, the yisharim l'simcha, and the straight and narrow will enjoy simcha. Tzadikim la'ora, the tzadikim will enjoy the light, d'chsiv, or zaru ala tzadik, the light is sown for the tzadik. And how do we know that the yisharim simcha, that the straight people, the just people, will enjoy simcha, d'chsiv, uliyish relev simcha. The end of the pasuk says, or zaru ala tzadik, uliyish relev simcha. Now there's a machlokas we've shown him. If you look at Rashi in the very end of this perek, so it's the third and fourth line of Rashi's, he says, hachigar sinan lo hakol la'orav lo hakol la'simcha, d'chsiv, or zaru ala tzadik, uliyish relev simcha. Rashi says, yisharim l'simcha, d'yisharim adifim yitzadikim. The Yesharim will get Simcha because the Yesharim are greater than Tzadikim. So according to Rashi, Yesharim, it's a level up. Yesharim are one level above the Tzadikim. So you have Tzadikim, then Yesharim are actually greater than the Tzadikim. But the Marsha points out to Rashba.
Than
what?
righteous greater than it's taken.
Yeah, apparently.
What's the difference between Sharm and Tzaddikim?
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought that the Tzaddikim were one level above the Yusharim. And in fact, the Marsha quotes the Rashba, who says that it's the opposite. He says the opposite of Rashi, that the Tzaddikim are actually greater than Yusharim, right? Mm-hmm. That the Yusharim are those who are just, they do the right thing, and Tzaddikim go above and beyond that.
Mm-hmm. That would sound
if you want to bring a Raya, what?
That would sound more logical.
I'm glad you agree with the Rashba. You have a Rishon on your side. Congratulations. If you want to bring a quasi raya, we say on Shabbos, "Befi Yisharim tis halal, uvedivrei tzaddikim tis barach." So that seems to be going up a notch. So that tzaddikim are greater than Yisharim, because then we say uvelshon chasidim tis romam uvekerev kedoshim. So you go from chasidim to kedoshim. So it's going. It's always graduating one step above. So it seems like it's saying, okay, you have Yisharim, then you have Tzaddikim. So it sounds more like the Rashba. But I don't know if that's a good raya, because if you look at the Rosh Tevos, Yisharim, Tzaddikim, Chasidim, and Kedoshim spells Yitzchak. The first letter of each word is Yitzchak, and that's kind of what the person who wrote that is getting at.
Well, let me ask you this. If we're holding that the Tzaddikim merit the light.
They merit the light.
No, wait a minute. They merit the light, meaning they merit something above simcha. Okay? But don't they also merit simcha as well? Meaning not only do they merit simcha, but they ultimately merit light.
I don't think so. That's not what it's. That's not what.
You know, I mean, are we saying the tzaddikim merit light, but they're not happy?
It's one or the other.
I don't know. When we reference simcha, I don't know what that.
It would seem that it would be a step. Okay. That the tzaddikim and the righteous would merit simcha, and the tzaddikim one step above would merit light.
This is beyond my pay grade, as they say.
No, but would that not seem
if
logical?
You would like to give me a bonus, I might be able to come up with an answer.
Give him an RC. Give him an RC.
Bring the man an RC. Give me a bonus. I don't know the answer. It's a good point. It's a good question. I don't know when we refer to simcha, I don't know what that means. I think somebody points out, maybe it's in the Marsha, that it says, or zarua la tzaddik. Something which is zarua is in the ground, but it's going to sprout and it's going to, you know, so the light is going to explode. So it seems like he wants to say, based on that, that it's zarua la tzaddik, that the light is going to shine with no bounds, so the tzaddikim are going to inherit, like you're saying, they're going to inherit much more than just simcha. But according to Rashi, it's not that way. The yisharim are greater than tzaddikim. How can that be? How do we understand that? I don't know. Go ask your mother. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
No.
There's one of the things that your parents know and I don't. Adon Alach Me'imasai. Adon Alach Me'imasai.
Go ask your local Orthodox rabbi.
Go ask your local Orthodox rabbi or your mother. Me'imasai 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 Me'imasai. All right, very exciting.
And if they're the same person?
This is a press, what?
Nothing, just
no, right, exactly. And if they're the same person, yeah.
That's a problem.
We're almost exactly halfway there. So this has been a joy, and I hope that the next half will be equally joyous. That we will inherit or and simcha. In which order, I do not know. Go ask your mother, as I said.
That would be kind of difficult.
Here we go. The Mishnah continues. Or the Mishnah starts, however you want to look at it. Okay. Is there any background you need to know for this? No, I don't think there is. Let's go.
We learned the first paragraph. So
this
I think
is
we're okay.
What? Yeah, I think exactly. If we needed an introduction, I think we should have done it 14 weeks ago. Okay, this is a very lengthy Mishnah, as you can see. A Mishnah ends at Tezvav and Beis, almost towards the bottom, really. So this is all. Most of this stuff is going to be analyzed in greater detail in the Gemara. We'll see. Let's just see the Mishnah. This is really in the Mishnayos. It's broken down into many, many different Mishnayos. The Gemara, for whatever reason, sees fit to include it all in one huge Mishnah. I don't know why the Gemara does that sometimes. Well, they'll just combine Mishnayos and sometimes break up Mishnayos, and why there is a discrepancy between the way the Mishnayos lay it out and the way the Gemaras do. I don't know the answer to that. If you want the answer, okay, here we go. Seir Taniyos. Now, what did we do when, as the Gemara is going to explain, I think, the Gemara is going to explain that this is Seder Taniyos is not referring to the three and seven. It's only referring to the last seven. So remember, when we're lacking rain, we have three sets of fasts, three fasts, and then of Monday, Thursday, Monday, and then another set of three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday. I think some people say it's actually the Thursday, Monday, Thursday. So I think there's a machlokes as to whether the second set of fasts take after the first set. So it's like Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Or if it's Monday, Thursday, Monday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. At any rate, these Mishnayos are going to be discussing the last set of seven, which are the most chamor. What is it that we do during the last seven? Seder Taniyos. What is the order? What do we do? What is the Seder Hayom? Ketzad. Motzien es ha-teva, they take the teva, which we said is the aron, l'rechova shel'ir, to the streets of the city. So we begin at the farhesia. The Gemara is going to explain why it is that we take out the teva. The Gemara is going to explain on Daf Tes Zayin why it is we take out the aron. What's the significance? Benos den efer makle agabe ha-teva, and then we put ashes on the teva. Okay, uberosh hanasi, and we put it on the rosh hanasi. Uberosh av bezdin, and we also apply it to the rosh av bezdin. The whole echa nosin berosho, and every single person takes the ashes and puts it on his forehead as well. The Gemara is going to ask, why is it when it comes to the nasi and the rosh av bezdin, we apply it to them, and when it comes to ourselves, we're applying it to ourselves. We don't have others applying it for us. The Gemara is going to ask. Huh?
Chicago to the Nazi notion.
Good try,
David.
Not right,
David.
I'll tell you why I think the Gemara doesn't want to go in that direction. Because what kind of covet is it when you're putting ashes, which is a sign of a velus? It's not really a covet type of issue. I think that's why the Gemara doesn't want
to
go there.
He should do it to himself.
Uh-huh. Okay. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara does not want to go there for whatever reason. Okay. Yes.
David, the Goyim have a foreign tradition, whatever.
Okay. Ritual.
Ritual. Ash Wednesday.
Okay, Ash Wednesday. Because this is not on a Wednesday. Oh, this is not on Wednesday.
No,
this is a Monday or Thursday.
Did they take the concept?
What?
Did they take the concept?
They're taking everything from
us.
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know where they get that from. I don't know what the. I don't think so. I don't think they get it from us. I think they're getting it from somewhere else. But I could be wrong. I don't know. Here I would say, go ask your father.
Okay. To the moon, David. To the moon.
Okay. So, the mission continues. I think he just understood that joke.
I was talking about the high school I went to, did I?
What?
Okay. I went to Jesuit Catholic High School.
Oh, did you? Okay, fine. Okay, that was more information than I needed. Okay.
I can give you a lot more than that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, as exciting as a conversation as this is. The Mishnah says, Hazakin Shabahan, the oldest one, the eldest, Omer Lifnam Diver Kibush, and he says in front of the Kal, Divrei Kibushim, which are words to subjugate us, to make us feel low, and to make us feel the pain of what we're going through. He says, Achinu, my brethren, Lo Nemar, the Anshe Ninve, Vayar Elkim Es Sakam Es Tanisam. It does not say by the Anshe Ninve, when they had to atone for their sins, that Shem saw their sackcloth and their fasting, Ella, Vayar Elkim Es Maaseim, Kishoz Milakam Ara. Hashem saw their actions because they did a proper teshuvah. Uba Kabbalah Oimer, and it says further in in Navi, Vekaru Levadchem Va'al Bigdechem. tear your hearts, do not rend your clothing. In other words, do not just, don't just put ashes on your forehead and think that you're Mekayim the mitzvah. That's not what this is about. Amdu b'tfila, they got up to daven, moridim lefnei ateva zakim v'ragil. They would put in front of the teva, meaning the chazen, who would they put up to be the chazen? A zakin v'ragil, an older person, and somebody who is ragil, who is fluent, who is fluent with the, as we'll see, fluent with the liturgy, and he knows what he's doing, he knows what he's talking about. Yesh labanim, and he has children, ubeso rekam, and his house is empty. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. What does it mean that his house is empty? Kadesh yalibo shalom b'tfila, in order that his heart should be complete with tfila. So he should be totally focused. The man who's very wealthy is perhaps not as focused on teshuva as he is on his wallet. V'omer lefnehem, and then he says in front of them, esrim v'arba brachos. So the chazan's job is to say, as we had mentioned in the previous Gemara, 24 brachos. Yudcheh shebechol yom, the standard 18, or as we have it now, 19. U'mosif alein ol sheish, and then he adds 6, okay? He's going to add 6. Now, the commission is going to discuss what the content of the brachos are, and what the chasima of the bracha is, meaning what is the actual Baruch Atah Hashem, what is he saying, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't get too confused by this. I'll try to reiterate as we go through it. What are the extra 6? The Elohein, and these are they, Zichronos v'Shofros. Now on Rosh Hashanah, we have 3 sets of extra brachos. We have Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The purpose of Malchios is to be Mamlech Hashem. Zichronos is to remind Hashem of many things, May Noach and the Akedah and whatnot, that Hashem should recall his kindness and should be kind unto us. And Shofros, the many times where we blow the shofar. So we don't mention Malchios here because it's not Shayach during Ta'anios to mention to be Mamlech Hashem. That really isn't the purpose of the day. But we do go through all the psukim that we have in the Rosh Hashanah and liturgy for all the psukim for Zichronos and Shofros. We do the very same thing during these Ta'anios. So those are 2. Those are the 2 out of the 6 extra ones. What are the other four? El Hashem Batsarasli Karasi Vayaneni. This is a Shira Malos that we say Batsarasli when I'm in an ace Sarah. Karasi Vayaneni, I call and he answers me. So this is a reference to being the ace Sarah. And that's the 3rd bracha, that extra bracha. Then we say Esa Einai El Heharim. We go through all the psukim of Shira Malos. And then Mimamakim Karasi Hashem. We go through all the psukim of Shir HaMalos. And then, to end it off, the last one is Tfilah L'Anichiyatov, the prayer for the poor person when he is wrapped, when he's wrapped in his tzara. And I believe that this is a reference to a lack of geshem. I think the Tehillim here is a reference to the lack of geshem. Okay. Regarding the first two, Zechronos v'Shofros, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that's not what we say. Lo hayatzarech lomar Zechronos v'Shofros, elo omar tachtehen. Instead of Zechronos v'Shofros, you say Rav kiya ba'aretz dever ki yihyeh. These are psukim in Malachim, which were said by Shlomo HaMelech upon the construction of the first temple. So he mentioned, he brought this incredibly lengthy tefillah, beautiful tefillah, to Hashem about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And in there it says, whenever there's a tzara, we can call to Hashem. And we direct our focus and our hearts to this place, whether it's around or not. And this is how we direct our tefillos. And so that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is how we start off. And Asher Hayah Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu El Divrei Habitzaros. And then a number of psukim in Yirmiyahu about Klal Yisrael's tzaros and whatnot. And then says the Mishnah of Omer Chos Mehen. We say they're chasimos. Okay? We say the chasimos, meaning that this is how we end off each tefillah. So you have, let's say, for example, according to the Tanakhama, you start off with Zichronos. You say all the psukim for Zichronos, and then you have the chasima, which is the bracha. What's the lashon of the chasimos? So now the Mishnah is going to tell you something that's going to sound a little bit curious. I'm going to give it away before the Gemara does, because otherwise you're going to be supremely confused. is that in the place where we add the six extra tefillos, where we're mosif the tefillos, is between Goel and Rofe, meaning we say Goel Yisrael, and then instead of going on to Rifa'enu, we insert the six extra brachos. However, in the bracha of Goel, where it says Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, instead of just signing off Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, we have an extension of the Geula bracha, okay? And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. It says like this: the Omer Chos Mehen Al Harishona, on the first one, which is not the first extra bracha, it is just Goel Yisrael. So don't get confused by that. It's really Al Harishona, meaning in the first extension is Hu Omer, you say, Mishanas Avram Bahara Moriah, he who answered Avraham in Hara Moriah, Hu Yanes Chamish Mokbukotza Kaskam Yomazeh, he should answer you and listen to your prayers on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Goel Yisroel. So there's the bracha of Goel Yisroel. Goel Yisroel is exactly as we say it, only we have that extension. So that's the first extension. Now, we go on. After Goel Yisroel, we start the first Hosafa. Okay, this is the first of the six. It calls it Al Hashmiya. It calls it the second one because it's the second extension. But it's really the first extra bracha. Al Hashmiya Hu Omer Misha Anes Avosenu Al Yamsuf. After we say all the psukim of Zichronos, we then say Misha Anes Avosenu Al Yamsuf. He who answered our forefathers at the Yamsuf. Hu Yanes Chem Yishma Kol Tzakas Chem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Atah Hashem. He should listen to you and listen to all your cries. Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher Hanishkachos. Okay? Zocher Hanishkachos is the chasima to the extra bracha of Zichronos. So it sounds, it's actually very parallel. We say all these psukim of Zichronos, and then the chasima is Zocher Hanishkachos. Okay? Al HaShlishis, on the third extension.
Hanishkachos obviously is what man forgets.
Yeah, well, yeah, Hanishkachos meaning, yeah, right, exactly. Man who was, no, it's actually referring to man who was previously forgotten, meaning that, because it says in the Torah often that by Yizkor Hashem es Briso, by Yizkor es Rachel. So there is a forgotten, in a sense, Klal Yisrael was quote unquote forgotten, even though Hashem is always with Klal Yisrael. He had forgotten the bris and forgotten the promises, and so Zurcher Nishkachos, he remembers all that which was forgotten. Anyway, Al HaShlishis on the third extension, which is the second extra bracha, Hu Omer, Mishan es Yoshua Bel Gilgal, Hu he who answered Yoshua at Gilgal, this is right before Yericho, Hu Yaneschem, he should answer you, V'yishmak Pekot Tzakaschem, he should listen to your cries, Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Atrua. Why do we say Shomei Atrua on this? Because this is the brachos, we say all these psukim of Shofros. So it makes sense that we say Shomei Atrua. It also makes sense that we're saying Mishan es Yehoshua Bel Gilgal. Why? Because Yehoshua and Gilgal, how did they defeat Yericho? Shofros. They surrounded the city and then they blew it down. Good. Al Revius on the fourth extension, which is again the third Hosafa, it says, Hu Omer Mishan es Shmuel Ben Mitzvah. He who answered Shmuel, Hu Yaneschem, he should answer you, V'yishma B'kol Tzakaschem, and he listen to your cries. Hayom Hazeh, on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomei Tzaaka. Okay? You say Shomei Tzaaka, and that is Keneged, the bracha, the psukim of El Hashem Batsarasali Karasi Vayaneni. Right, I call out to Hashem and he answers me. So we end off the bracha, Shomei Tzaaka. He listens to cries. Al HaChamishis, on the fifth extension, which is again the fourth extra bracha, Hu Omer, Mishon es Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, he who answered Eliyahu at Hara Carmel, Hu Yaneschem, he should answer you, V'yishma B'kot Tzakas Kama Yom Hazeh, and he should listen to your cries on this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah, listen to the Tefillos. And, well, what is this Keneged? This is Keneged, the psukim that we say of Es Sinai El Heharim, right? So it makes sense to say, I cry out to the mountains. And this is, again, it makes sense to say that this is what we're saying about Eliyahu of Bahar HaKarmel, because Eliyahu was on the Har. He was on the mountains. So we say, Shulam Alus Esayin Ayel Heharim. So it's all very parallel, what we're saying here. Okay? That's what the point I'm trying to bring out. Al HaShishis on the sixth extension, which is the fifth Hosafa, Hu Omer, Mishan Es Yona Mimei Adaga, he who answered Yona, in the belly of the whale, Hu Yaneschem, he should answer you, V'yishman B'kot Tzakas Kami Yom Hazeh, and he should listen to your prayers on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha'one Be'etz Tzara. He who answers be'ez tzara. And this is keneged the psukim that we say of mimamakim karasich Hashem, from the depth. Why is it keneged that? Because Yonah was in the whale, in the belly of the whale, which is mimamakim, from the depths, literally from the depths, and he cried out. So it's all parallel. Alashvi is on the seventh extension, which is the final last hosafa. Who Omer Mishan is David veShlomo b'no b'Yushalayim. He who answered David and Shlomo in Yushalayim, who Yaneschem Yishma b'Kotzakaschem. He should answer you and he should listen to your cries. Hayom Azeh Baruch Hashem Hamarachim al Aretz. Because Shlomo and David were, well, David was Kovish the Aretz. Shlomo had finished off the Aretz, and so that's why we finish off with that. And so, according to this Mishnah so far, we have six extra brachos that we say. What happens, what's important to recognize here, we're going to go a little bit further, just a couple more lines. What's important to note is that what they did during these times was they had outside the Mikdash, which was, you know, post the Beis HaMikdash, what they did was they would say these extra tefilos, they would say these extra psukim, then they would say Baruch Atah Hashem, whatever it is, Ha'ona Be'ez Tzara, Hamarachim Ala Aretz, V'chule, they would say that. And then they would announce, then the Kahal would say Amen, it would say Amen to the Bracha. And then the Shamas would announce Tiku HaKohanim Tiku, right? Blow the shofar. And they would blow the shofar. And that would be the end of that Bracha. And they would go on to the next Bracha, saying the Psukim, Shir Amalos, Shir Lamalos, whatever it is. That's how they would do it. Okay? It was a little bit different, however, in the Mikdash. Because in the Mikdash, they did not answer Amen. The Gemara is going to say why it is that we don't say Amen in the Mikdash. But they didn't say Amen. Instead, they said, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Le'olam Voed. And so, they would read the Psukim, and then they would say the Bracha, right? They would say, Misha Ana Es Avna Avinu Bahara Moriyah V'chule, Baruch Ata Hashem, whatever it is, Goel Yisrael. And then they would say...
Before Ashpasu.
What?
It was not just Shabbos.
You're saying Lachaz Hashem Elokeinu?
No, I mean, if we're talking about in the base of Mikdash, we're not talking about Yud Kei Vav. Well, maybe we are talking about Yud Kei Vav Kei, but we're not using what we say today.
Correct. The Gemara Tes Zayin Amud Beis is going to say the Nusach of what they said. Correct. But after they said the bracha, instead of the kal saying amen, because they didn't say amen in the Mikdash, what did they say? They said Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Voed. So they said Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Voed, and then the Shamis announced Tiku HaKohanim Tiku, and the Kohanim would blow the shofar, and then they would say again Misha Anes Avram Bahara Moriah. They would say that again. Why do they have to say that again? So the Rishonim explained, because if you say Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Olam Voed, that statement is a bracha bifnei atzma. That's Baruch Shem Kvod. You're saying a bracha bifnei atzma. So once you're saying a bracha bifnei atzma, now you are detaching the tekiah that comes after it from the bracha that you made before the Baruch Shem Kvod. So now you have to be mitzaref the tekiah, which is going on the bracha itself, not on Baruch Shem. So you have to say the bracha again. So you would say again, Misha Anes Avinu Bahar Moriah, and you would say the whole thing again after the shofar. That's what they did in the Mikdash. The reason I say that is because, we'll see in the next few lines, this is exactly what, even post the Mikdash, some of the Tanoim did. And this is what the Mishnah says. Maisa, there was a story b'mei Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Hanani ben Tradyon. There was a story of Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Hanani ben Tradyon, she'avar echad lifnei ha-teva. One of the chazanim got up in front of the teva, ve'gamar es ha-bracha kula, and he finished the entire bracha, so he said, mishan es avram avinu bar moriah, baruch atah Hashem goel Yisrael, or whatever it was, ve'lo anurachar v'amein, and nobody answered amein. Tiku HaKohanim Tiku. The Shamas got up and he said, blow the shofar. And they did that. And then they say again, Mishan Es Avram Avinu Bahar Moriah. Hu Yaneh Eschem Yishma B'Kotz HaKaschem Hayom Hazeh. So they said the whole thing again, just like they did in the Mikdash. And then in the second bracha, they did the same thing. And the Shamas got up and he said, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu. Blow the shofar, do the Truah. They switched off doing tkiah, truah, tkiah, or truah, tkiah, either tkiah, truah, tkiah, or truah, tkiah, tkiah. Why they did that, I don't know exactly. They switched off though. But in any case, Misha Anes Avostin El Yamsuf. Then they would go out and quote that bracha again, the nusach of the bracha. Hu Yaneschem Yishma Bekot Tzachaschem Ayim Azeh. So in other words, in the times of Rabbi Chalafta and Rechanan Ben Tradion, at least in their place, they were noheg very much like what was noheg in the Mikdash.
Were they alive when the Beis Mikdash was around?
I don't think so. I think they are post Mikdash. That needs to be verified. I don't have an Aryeh Carmel on me. I don't have
David.
1 second. I'm almost done here. Okay, you can't stop me. Okay? Ukeshaba davar etzel chachamim. And when this matter came in front of the chachamim, they heard about what was going on there. Amru, they said, lo hayinu nohegim came. We're not noheg to do this. Ella b'shar mizrach u'bahar habayis. The only places we do this in the shar mizrach, which is the eastern gate of the mikdash, and in the har habayis. But outside of that, we shouldn't be having that nusach, and we should just be doing as we do outside of the mikdash. Yes.
Okay. So, when you said in the Beit HaMikdash...
In the Beit HaMikdash, yeah.
What you really mean is inside Beit HaMikdash at the Eastern Gate...
Yes.
...and at Har HaBayis.
That's what I meant. Yes.
Okay. The whole...
The whole shebang.
...area of the Beit
HaMikdash. Whole kit and caboodle. Kit and caboodle.
Okay, and this is where we're stopping, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to go on, but if you really want to stop...